If your 3.2K webbing run is borderline or worse, it's your weak point. You're not ready for selection. There's no excuse for it. You've got time. You've got the ability. What you need is a plan that actually works and stops you sucking air at the 2K mark while your webbing smacks you in the kidneys. If you can't run the 3.2K webbing run under 16 minutes with your kit on, you are a liability and not a future operator. Let's fix it. G'day, Reese down here. Thanks for checking out this video. And if you are preparing for special operations selection, make sure you check out my Indefatigable Selection Prep course. There is a link in the description to the demo video, and that's where I show you how to actually prepare for selection properly so you not just survive it, but actually give yourself a real shot at passing. Now let's talk about one of the most commonly failed gates, the 3.2K webbing run. The 3.2K webbing run, it's short, it is sharp, and it's an absolute brick of a run if you're not prepared. You'll be in boots, you'll be carrying 8 kilos of webbing, carrying a rifle, and if you're going for an operator role, you'll need to run it under 16 minutes. So that means 5-minute kilometers at a minimum. And there's no pacing watch either. You'll need to learn how to pace yourself without one because you're not allowed one on selection. So here's what I've learned after years of running, failing, passing, and eventually figuring it all out. One, do the right training. Back when I trained for selection, I followed a really simple plan of intervals, one long run and one weekly 3.2 kilometer time trial. But honestly, that wasn't ideal. If I was going to do it all over again, I would do this. Interval sessions, progressive and structured, 200 meters up to 1.6 kilometers at threshold pace. I'd do tempo runs, 5 to 8 kilometers at upper zone 3. I'd do long, slow, distant runs, 15 to 20 kilometers in zone 2. So really slow, but that slow zone 2 running really helped build your aerobic engine. And then I would also do time trials, but I wouldn't do it weekly. I would do the 3.2K run maybe every 6 to 8 weeks, all right? Definitely not weekly how I used to do it. But this will give you a strong base, better endurance, and real speed without burning you out. And a point to note here is you want to get your zones sorted. And you don't want to just rely on your watch, i.e. a Garmin watch for your zones, because that can be quite out. You want to actually calculate your zones correctly by doing a 30-minute time trial at your best possible pace, and then you can put it into a calculator and it will spit out your proper zones so you can really dial in your zone training. And I will put a link in the description to a calculator that was done up by my pro coach so you'll be able to get your zones sorted accurately. Number two, it takes time, so you need to be patient. When I first started training for a triathlon a few years ago, my 5K time was over 26 minutes, right? 26 minutes 30, I think it was. Not great, but 8 months later, of consistent training, I was running sub 21 and actually enjoying running. You won't see massive improvements overnight or in the first couple of months even. Running only started clicking for me around month 8. But if you stick to it, stick with it, it will become a strength, or at least it won't be a weakness that is going to crush you on SFAP and selection. Number three is fix your running technique. Now, I thought I was fine. I thought my running technique was great. Actually, until I ran with a coach, a good mate of mine who is a running coach, and it turns out I was heel striking and landing like an elephant or sounding like an elephant when I was running. And it's very, very inefficient way to run. So once I transitioned to landing more on the forefoot, not toe running, just mid forefoot, the difference was instant. My heart rate lowered by about 7 to 8 beats per minute. I was more efficient and it was less impact on my knees as well. It really did torch my calves for a few weeks, but now I run stronger than ever. And don't change to minimalist shoes, right? Because that's not practical for selection. Just tweak your strike pattern with normal runners and eventually your boots. And yes, get a coach or skilled mate to review your form, because it's always good to see, get someone else to see how you're running. You might think you're running a certain way and it turns out you're not. So make sure you fix your running technique. Number four is get your webbing setup dialed. You'll be amazed at how much energy is wasted from shitty kit setup. Here's what to sort. lift your webbing off your hips using sewn-in FastX clips, all right? Not carabiners, they won't allow that on selection. Stop your pouches from bouncing everywhere. You should have proper MOLLE system set up. If you're really using the old school Minimi pouches with no MOLLE system, I would say upgrade. If you don't want to upgrade, you can tie them down using paracord or even wrap an Oki strap around your waist if you want to go really old school. That's why I did it. Worked well, but I would suggest go with the MOLLE system. Concentrate all the weight in your rear pouches, or at least experiment with different ways to carry the weight or different places to actually put the weight. For me, I found it was really good in the small of the lower back. It kept the weight nice and close to my back, and it allowed my arms to swing freely and clearly from my pouches, all right, which is really key when you're running this 3.2K run. And practice running the rifle solo during runs, all right? When you are running with the rifle at the trail, it really screws with your running gait, so you need to get used to it before adding webbing weight, all right? I think that's really important. You'll be surprised at how much energy or how much more energy you are going to use when you're running with a rifle with that is at the trail and how much it actually hinders your running gait. So maybe do a few runs just with the rifle to try and get used to that. So ideally, you want as minimal movement as possible in all your equipment, okay? Every bounce will cost you energy and therefore cost you precious seconds. Number five is trial your boots early. And I think this one is actually underrated. You'll be in issued boots on selection, but you do have options, right? There are several ADF approved boots and some are much better for running than others. For the 3.2K, you want something light, stable, and broken in. I recommend testing the Garmin NFSs or the Salomon XA Mids. Both feel more like joggers or a little bit more like joggers than your traditional clunky boots, and that could really give you an edge on the run. But most importantly, don't rock up to selection with boots you haven't fully tested in real selection-like conditions. And finally, number six, if you're a long way out from selection or the SFAP, work on your 2.4K run. If selection is still months or even years away, build up from your 2.4 kilometer time, right? Get it as close to or under 9 minutes as a baseline, because that will translate well to the 3.2K run later. If you're sitting at 10 plus minutes, you're behind the eight ball and you really need to get that speed work in now and really build your VO2 max, because when you start training for SFAP or selection specifically, you want to start at a really good or really solid starting point. And if you get your 2.4 kilometer run down to around that 9 minutes, that's going to set you up really well. So the final wrap, here's your weekly running structure if you're not sure where to start. Intervals, 200 meter out to maybe 1.6 kilometer at threshold pace. A tempo run, 5 kilometers to 8 kilometers at zone 3 heart rate. A slow, long distance run, 10K plus in your zone 2 heart rate. And a time trial every 6 to 8 weeks, not weekly. Plus, tweak your technique, get your gear set up tight, trial your boots, learn to pace without a watch, and keep chipping away. Even if you're not a natural runner, I wasn't either, but I turned it around and so can you. And if you're serious about fixing your running and turning it into a strength, not something that haunts you on the start line, then grab my free 6-week baseline running plan. It's the first block of my full 22-week soft run ready program, and it'll give you a proven framework to start building real speed and endurance the right way. No fluff, no guesswork, just the running structure I wish I had before I did selection. So head to operatorez.com/selection and download it now. It's free and I will put a link in the description to that site. And if you've got questions on running prep, pacing, or how to structure your week or anything in relation to preparing for SF, drop a comment below. I read them all and I will get back to you. And if this video helped, like, subscribe, and share it with someone else preparing for selection, right? Don't keep all the good info to yourself. So train hard, run smart, and execute on selection. Thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next video.